Good afternoon, everybody. This is Corey Moser with your Mortgage Minute, and today I'm going to be talking a little bit about what has happened with mortgage rates over the last week. Some information came out today about your home values in Utah. I wanted to talk a little bit about that, and also want to let you know why it is important to go through a mortgage broker to get your home loan for purchasing or refinance, rather than through a bank or a credit union or a private lender. So those will be our topics of discussion today, and then we'll jump right into it. So regarding mortgage rates, as you've noticed, if you've been paying attention over the last week, there has been a significant rise in mortgage rates. They're up about 0.25% from where they were just last week. And the reason for that is that the Federal Reserve had a meeting and they've indicated that they will be scaling back on purchasing mortgage-backed securities and treasuries. Now, how does that affect rates? Well, the Federal Reserve has continued to invest in these mortgage-backed securities and treasuries, and doing so artificially pushes rates lower. And we've been beneficiaries of these mortgage rates at historically low levels for, well, it's been a long time. The last year and a half especially, we've been seeing rates in the twos. Well, rates are hovering just close to that 3% mark for someone that would have a good credit score and not taking any equity out of their home. Those rates would be hovering closer to 2.875, maybe even 3% with most lenders. So that is in itself some news. Rates are still at lows. They're still close to historical lows, so it's not a situation where we should panic. Hopefully rates will stabilize just a little bit, but the Federal Reserve has indicated that they'll scale back on those purchases of mortgage-backed securities and hope to have that tapered back completely by about the middle of 2022. So that will have an impact. So if you're considering purchasing a home or refinancing a home, even though we're at 3-month highs right now on rates, it's still probably the best time to take advantage of that. Now, for those of us in Utah, some news that just hit the wire a few minutes ago. This was published by KSL.com, and the news is available to us by the Utah, the Utah Association of Realtors. And the information that came out today is that median sales prices for a home in Utah jumped 26% from a year ago. So the median price now is around $455,000. This time last year, it was about $360,000. That's really good news for those of you who are homeowners. That suggests that you could consolidate and pay off a lot of high interest debt and maybe student loans, things like that. I would even look at considering rolling in car loans and things like that, because with that amount of equity in your home, you could cash out at rates still in the high 2% range, but save yourself hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in interest and payment savings. So definitely something to consider if you're already a homeowner. If you're looking at purchasing a home, that is not great news, because home prices are still high, but affordability is still good because of the interest rates being what they were, or even what they are. There's someone from the Utah Association of Realtors indicated that for a normal, for the market to be considered normal, we'd need about 20,000 homes in inventory on the market, and there are only about 5,700 homes on the market now. So that still gives you an indication, even though the market has softened a little bit, it is still at a boiling point as far as homeowners who are trying to sell. They're still getting multiple offers, maybe not overnight or over a weekend, but over the course of a week or 2 weeks, they may see the same amount of offers come through. The last point I wanted to make today was about whether or not it is a good idea to use a mortgage broker for purchasing or refinancing a home instead of using a bank or a credit union or a private lender. And there are a lot of places out there that will say these are the benefits of working with a mortgage broker. Some of those are usually things such as the speed and efficiency of getting your transaction through, or a mortgage broker will shop around with multiple lenders to try and find you the best rate. What I think is the key element with a mortgage broker is transparency. What you will get by working with a mortgage broker, and there is a misconception that by working with a mortgage broker, you will have to pay an additional fee to that broker. Well, that's not actually true. Mortgage brokers are actually paid by the lender that they source their loan through. So what that suggests to you is that you will not be charged origination fees or processing fees, which you may pay with a bank or a credit union or a private lender. By going with a mortgage broker and they are getting paid by the lender and offering you discounted rates before you even begin the process, they are being completely transparent and can even pay the majority, if not all, of your closing costs. And they can also pay your prepaid items. Those would be your taxes and insurance. Those items can also be prepaid by the lender so that you are literally walking to the closing table with no closing costs. Now, the way rates and fees work, the lower the rate you choose, the more you pay in fees. If you go up in rate, you will get lender credits from that broker that will eliminate some of those closing costs. So if you've been in a position of thinking maybe it's not a good idea to use a mortgage broker because you might have to pay a fee, just keep in mind they cannot charge you any additional fees. They usually don't charge origination fees or processing fees. So that is definitely something to consider when you're trying to figure out whether you want to refinance or purchase a home. I would use a mortgage broker in every case. They will always have a better product. They'll find rates on the wholesale market with all of the different lenders that they work with. They pay the broker their fee, and the rates that they offer to you are already based on that fee worked in to that pricing, so you're not paying that origination or underwriting or processing fee. Thanks again for being a part of the program today. Just a short transition to let you know what's going on in the market. Definitely a good time to take advantage of refinancing or purchasing a home while affordability is still really, really good. Now with this information about the amount of equity that is in your home, it is definitely a good time to refinance and consolidate debt, take out cash to do home improvements or whatever it is that you would like to do. If you would like to get more information about the products we offer, you can run your own price search on our website, which is www.theratequote.com. Again, that's theratequote.com. You can run your own pricing scenario. It'll give you several different rate and fee and term options for you to consider, and I would love the opportunity of working with you. You can also reach me personally on my cell at 801-403-7351 or email me at Corey, that's Corey, at AspenHillsMTG.com. Thanks again for being here. We'll see you again next week.